Welcome back to RBKD. OKD Karaoke is back. And we'll give my man John Reichel the floor here on a Train Thursday edition of RBKD. I'm at Rod Babies in the Twitterverse. Kevin Dunn at Kevin Dunn on one. And my man John Reichel, always working hard, twisting and tweaking the dials, is at JS Reichel in the Twitterverse. And turns out, John, on a Soul Train Thursday, once again, our listeners, they always set us straight when we get something wrong. Just like yesterday, I said that Snoop Dogg was done making records. Turns out Snoop Dogg makes a record every damn year, like the last 10 years.
Technically, they were right. But you were kind of right. So he stopped making
records people care about
15 years ago.
Records. But once again, our listeners have set us straight. And this is about, who is the band again?
So this is the band Hot Chocolate.
Hot Chocolate.
This is Hot Chocolate?
Yes,
this Hot Chocolate.
They
yeah.
made the song Everyone's a Winner, but this is by far their biggest hit.
Okay. Not even close. We all know this one.
Yeah, everyone knows the song. Yeah, so I work hard, bar textures work harder. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for setting me straight. Yeah, this is their biggest hit.
Wow. I love that there's a Hot Chocolate fan out there that was like, how dare you say they're a one-hit wonder?
No, John said there are multiple Hot Chocolate fans out there. They're like setting us straight. No, no, no. They got multiple hits, and this is the big hit. I do know this song very well, though.
Yeah, we all know this.
It's on lots of TV shows and movies. It's I don't know how old it is. 70s? We're talking about 70. Yeah.
Sports, too.
Yeah. No, you could be right about that.
I mean, I believe in miracles.
Well, the Longhorns could use one.
Oh, man.
Two. Couple.
We're going to bump this at DKR?
No, that would not get people excited. Well, the Texans could use a couple of miracles,
Phone lights phone out everywhere. Lights. Trailing comes in on postgame. We're not the same.
Oh, man, that could be. I could have a nice little plug there, but you know what? I'm not going to go there. Let's just stay focused on the task at hand.
You're not going to beat Trey. Trey was talking about how he's attracted to his mom.
That's kind of where
a very attractive woman.
That's kind of where I was going to go.
I also held my tongue, too, with that, too.
But I didn't hear it for my own ears. I was told that Trey had a comment about being attracted to his mom.
They were talking about people that they're attracted to that maybe you'd be embarrassed about. And Chad threw out Kim Kardashian.
What are you talking
about? I know.
She's a sex symbol.
She is.
What do you mean? She has a sex tape.
She's a cancer to society and has been, but that's not her looks.
Yeah, everybody agrees that she's
sexy.
Hot.
Yeah, she's sexy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that. That's crazy. He's ashamed of that?
He threw that out there.
That's weird.
Especially Chad. Chad's talked about 100-year-old women that he'd have sex with.
About the feet of women he's worked with before.
Yes.
The quote-unquote creamy feet.
and he's ashamed of being sexually attracted to Kim Kardashian.
Now, if you would have said, people that you're embarrassed you wouldn't really want to have a deep conversation with, go with Kim.
She won't. I think she's been trying to become a lawyer. She's actually going to law school.
What does that say?
What do you mean?
I think she is.
I think she's trying to become law school. Did you see her SNL?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'll say this. Her SNL actually was pretty good. It was actually
was it?
Bad. Yeah, and the reason it was, you know the reason it was good?
Was it hot?
No, no, no.
Was it
It was genuinely, she was funny at times.
Like on fire? Or not on. I used the preposition, just fire.
I got where you're going there. But no, it was genuinely funny. And the reason I think it was funny at times, because she was willing to be self-deprecating.
Okay, good.
And she's got a lot of stuff to make fun of.
I about to say.
And she made fun of all of it.
Do a five-hour SNL.
Exactly. She made fun of all
good
of
for her.
It.
Good
she
for
made
her.
Fun of all of it. And that's why it was
she's
actually
a great
wasn't
businesswoman.
Bad.
I'll give her that.
Yeah. So that's why it actually wasn't a bad SNL, because she just made fun of herself. And it was like, yeah. You're right. That is shameful, and I'm glad you actually brought it up. So she was just, taking shots at herself.
Good.
Throwing jabs at herself.
That's what SNL should be.
That's what SNL
jabs
should be.
Jabs at everyone.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it should be.
It wasn't bad.
Give me a person you're attracted to, both y'all, who you maybe be like, all right, I understand that the average person doesn't
attracted
think they're attractive.
Attracted to, but I'm ashamed of.
Not ashamed of, but it's not a popular opinion.
Like it's an oddball pick.
Yeah.
It's a wild card.
Mm. I actually texted them because I've got two. They're two tennis players. Martina Hingis, I always had a thing for.
Martina Hingis?
I know
Hingis.
She's gummy. She's gummy, gummy, gummy. But I was always a Martina Hingis fan.
Okay.
She's got a six head. I know you can bring all the stuff.
Okay.
I'm into it, okay?
Interesting. Yeah, because I admitted all the women that I've been attracted to on these arrows before.
You have.
I've said that Helen Mirren is a hot old lady.
I know, but Helen Mirren's still beautiful. She is
old.
She is old.
She's old. But I'd and knock it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, do you have one?
I'm just trying to think. All mine are pretty vanilla picks, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All I'm just thinking of, like, just famous, like white beautiful chicks? Women. What?
You only like white chicks?
No, that's not true. Oh, hey, come on now.
You said vanilla. I didn't know where you were going with that. I didn't know. I know that's not the case with you.
No, no, sir.
John's equal opportunity.
That's true.
Damn, this whole show is.
Martina Hingis. That's mine.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Martina Hingis. That is interesting.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting question. I just, I'm shameless, really, about that kind of stuff. I admit all the time, like,
right.
That I, you know, think old ladies are hot and other things like that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a celebrity that I'm attracted to that's not, that's not going to be a mainstream favorite. And I can't think of one, really. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty open about that stuff. I don't have no shame. That's my problem.
Yeah. I think that's the problem with our show. We don't have shame with it.
Yeah, we've thrown out that kind of
stuff. Trey obviously does it because Trey threw out his mom, who is very, very attractive.
And we've thrown out dudes we think are attractive.
Yeah. Oh, he started with Ryan Gosling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we have no shame on the show, so we've already thrown out dudes we think, oh, man, dude's attractive.
None of our answers are going to come close to Trey saying Ryan Gosling and his mom.
No.
Yeah, that's true. The Ryan Gosling thing is not shocking, but the mom thing is.
No, but that was the first thing he said.
Yeah.
The first thing he said was Ryan Gosling, and then he's like, well, what about woman? And he's like, oh, his mom.
Yeah.
The first moment he thought about was right. About.
Only thing with the Gosling thing is Trey's heterosexual. So that's the only reason that would maybe, because Ryan Gosling's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy. Yeah.
And his wife is. I was actually looking at his wife last night.
Who is he married to?
Oh, they're not married.
Okay. Like a partnership?
Oh.
I don't remember.
She's a professional partnership.
She's one of my top five.
Is she an actress?
Yes. One of my top five.
I don't remember her. Oh, she's Latino or something.
Well, I see now. Look at
that. Well, no, that's not
she's
why
like, well,
I know.
It's Katie's top five.
No. I know her
she's
because
Latina.
I can see her in my head, but I don't know her name.
Ava Mendez.
Ava Mendez.
Yes. I was like, I can see her, but I don't know her name.
God, she is hot.
She is. She's attractive. She's very attractive.
No, I need more. I need more. This gets back to the I need more. Look at her.
I can't just say she's attractive.
She may be the most beautiful person on earth.
All right. She's hot.
No, okay. She's a smoke show.
I love how you can't say.
Not even hot.
I love how attractive and hot, they're not even in the same realm.
No.
You say somebody's attractive, it's like, whoa. Is she attractive or is she hot?
Look at that right there.
Is she attractive, hot? Like, you can't just say, oh, she's cute. Cute.
Oh,
what do you
cute.
Mean she's cute? No. Nobody wants to be just cute.
Calling her cute or fighting words for me.
gotta be hot. She gotta be
cute
sexy.
About that.
Yeah. Can't be cute and attractive anymore. That's not enough.
It's not enough.
Gotta be hot, sexy.
She's
smoking hot.
Volcano hot.
Like, smoldering.
Can we get close to that? You have to be 5 miles away. Or else your face may burn off.
You need a fire suit, basically,
yes.
to go near her. You need one of those.
Oh, man.
No, you're right. I should have said attractive. Too. You're right. Attractive does not do her justice. I apologize about
it does
that.
Not.
But yeah, she's hot.
I'd, Deshaun Watson probably thinks she's hot.
Well, that's
a nice segue
does.
Right there.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. That's.
I don't know what kind of massages she gives.
She does not give out massages, unfortunately.
Ava?
Well, not
professional.
I was saying not to
not to
randos. Like Deshaun Watson wants randos.
Probably to Ryan Gosling
to rub him down.
Maybe to Trey's mom.
She's not rubbing down randos.
She's not rubbing down randos. Hey, so the trade deadline, Rod, is what, November 2nd?
Yes, November 2nd, NFL trade deadline, and the reports are. We brought this up yesterday, right? Mark Berman of Fox 26. He had the first report that we saw, and his report was that, just paraphrasing that. The Texans were indeed in trade discussions, serious trade talks with the Miami Dolphins about trading Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins, and that if it didn't get done this week, that he said it'd be done before the trade deadline. So that's really serious trade discussions. And then after that, we had a ton.
So we're serious.
Well, oh, no, we're serious. Like, yeah, engagement ring. It's time, like that kind of serious.
And it didn't take 9 years.
It didn't take, not Rod B's timetable. We're talking about trying to expedite this thing. So then after that report, John McClain also pretty much confirmed the same thing, right, for Cron.com. And he said that it'll be deal done by this week or by the trade deadline. Aaron Wilson, who also used to work for the Chronicle and covered the Texans, he actually is the one that threw out there that there's a lot of moving parts in these trade discussions, and that Tua going to Houston is not part of the deal.
No.
Like, it's not really. He said his sources were telling him that Houston don't want Tua.
Well, people and, cooled on Tua quickly.
Yes, they did. Now, how about this? That's crazy. Because, okay, so once that report came out, then Mike Kliss, who you're probably familiar with, who covers the Broncos, he pointed out, because there were rumors that it was going to be, since the Houston Texans didn't want Tua, that the Dolphins need to get some value for Tua. So, right? They need to make it a three-way deal or a three-team trade so that they reportedly were reaching out to the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos said they didn't want Tua. This comes from Mike Kliss, that the Broncos were not in on Tua. And then J.P. Finley, he covers the Washington football team, and apparently he put out there that he got a hard no when he asked his sources, is Washington interested in Tua? And they say no about that. So they're looking for a trade partner because nobody wants Tua right now, is the word on the street. There was also a report from...
And Tua hasn't looked good. I'm not trying to act like Tua has. I just would think that, I mean, he's been in the league for a fart.
He hasn't, I mean, he hasn't been in the league at long at all to really get a true sample size of whether he's going to be a bust or not. But it's amazing that all these teams are out on Tua already. Now, maybe it's because he's fragile.
That could be it.
He gets hurt a lot, and he's hurt now.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett had to play because he just recently got hurt. So he gets hurt a lot. It was also reported by The Athletic that now the Panthers and the Philadelphia Eagles have also been in recent discussions with the Texans.
Panthers are done with Sam Darnold.
So that also is out there. Jeff Howe's an NFL insider, not Texans.
Jeff Howe.
Jeff
picking up another beat.
No, it's a Jeff Howe that covers the Patriots. Another Jeff Howe. And Jeff Howe always says he gets Patriots like random hate tweets.
Oh, it's like the wrestling stuff I get.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The other Kevin Dunn.
No, he's a Jeff Howe. Exact same name, everything.
How dare you put Macho Man in that situation? What?
It's like, I'm not that Kevin Dunn. And that Kevin Dunn doesn't even have a Twitter account.
No, he doesn't.
That
I get all of his tweets.
You get all of his tweets.
I love waking up and getting like 11 angry tweets, a bunch of misspelled words, poor punctuation.
All about The Miz or whatever.
Yeah, well, I would take that. Whatever I can answer. That's the one wrestling thing I can answer.
That is true. You know The Miz.
Yes.
Oh, forget that. You guys got a background from Real World. Forget about that. He's still doing reality TV. He's got a show on USA, I think.
I know.
He
loves that. Last time I talked to him, I was like, yeah, why are you still doing that? He's like, I like it.
Did they
like,
start that show in Austin, though, and then he moved out to Cali? I want to say I hate to say this.
I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, I thought somebody had told me that. But anyway. Anyway, I digress. Getting back to the Texans. Aaron Rice, also along with Jeff Howe, they reported a deal is not imminent, like was being reported by Mark Berman of Fox 26 and John McClain, and mostly because the Tua stuff. They can't get rid of Tua. They need to get value for Tua.
That was my biggest question along.
They don't know what value, so now they don't know what he's worth.
Because they want to use Tua as a first-round chip.
Essentially saying, you want three first-rounders? We'll give you two picks and Tua.
That's not a first-rounder to us, is what they're saying.
That's essentially what
So are we still
kind of
at three first-rounders and two second-rounders?
We don't know exactly. There hasn't been a recent report about the cost of, you know, this trade.
Because that was the cost originally,
that was
wasn't it?
The trade. It was like three first-rounders and then second and third-rounders and our players, right, with that. So they were willing to negotiate.
But that aren't named Tua.
Apparently so, that aren't named Tua. And maybe they'll take Tua in addition to three first-round picks? But right now, I think the Dolphins are trying to get something for Tua. So also, there's a Marcel Lewis Jacques who covers the Dolphins, and he says that the rumors are false. That the rumors are false about the Dolphins trading Tua. Albert Breer threw out there that the Texans...
But it's not false that they've been in discussions, right? Because they've been in discussions.
They have been in discussions. So I'm just giving you all the different reports.
Gotcha.
Albert Breer said that his sources say the Texans have no significant interest in Tua either. So that's where it all stalled, I believe. I think all this stuff was going downhill quickly, or at least it was coming to a resolution quickly. And then I think the Texans were like, no, hard no on Tua. And then they said, okay, we'll find somebody else. And then everybody they called was like, no, we don't want Tua. We're not giving you a first rounder for Tua.
No.
We'll give you
a
third rounder, maybe a second rounder. I'm not giving you a first rounder for Tua.
You bought a lemon. You're not trading that back in for a new car.
That's basically what everybody's like. Yeah, you're not upgrading with a first round pick for
not
that.
Not happening.
So
you know what we spent for it? That's your problem.
That's a you problem. You overspent.
Sorry.
So there's a stall right now in the negotiation. I believe the stall is over what happens with Tua here.
But But the other thing, too, the huge elephant in the room is we have no idea how any of this is going to end.
Yeah, because the commissioner could still put...
Or commissioner.
Could decide that Deshaun Watson is on the commission exempt list or suspend him. We don't know what's happening with that. The FBI and the HPD are reportedly still investigating the claims, the 22 allegations. 10 of them had that have actually spoken to authorities. And then you don't even have the depositions...
Which is what,
for
February?
For the civil suits until after the Super Bowl in February, 2022. So, yeah. So, whoever is going to trade for him, something tells me you've either spoken to the NFL or you have your own investigators who've given you some confidence that there will not be any criminal charges filed.
You better.
This will remain civil, and that the NFL, and I don't know how the NFL is not going to suspend him. If you're going to suspend Zeke.
I was just thinking that.
6 games.
You don't think Jerry would call and be like, wait a minute.
And they did, by the way, they suspended Zeke. Remember, they did that against the advice of their own investigator. Remember, I think it was Lisa Friel was her name.
Oh, I forgot about
and
that.
And remember, she was like, I don't actually think there's enough evidence to suspend him. And if it was like, nah, we're still suspending him.
Yep.
So they can suspend you regardless of what the authorities find or even regardless of what their own investigators find. That is the commissioner's purview. He has jurisdiction over that. So he's going to suspend Deshaun Watson. We just don't know how long.
He definitely will.
I think it might be a
whole year.
I think it might be a whole season.
I think it could be
too. Got 6 games.
Yes.
For, I don't even know what the hell. It was domestic abuse allegations from an ex-girlfriend. But it was one.
But there were no criminal charges.
No criminal charges. Nothing filed. No. I don't even think he got a civil lawsuit. I don't think. I think it was just, because remember they were waiting on the police to invest, to file charges formally, and they never did. They said they didn't have enough evidence. Because I don't know if the actual complainant was, I don't know if she was working with them the entire time. I think she might have complained and then decided, I don't want to follow up with that either.
I'm out.
Which happens. So.
All right, speaking of suspended, Lyle Collins will be back. Dallas has a bye week. And I was reading something today, what do they do at right tackle? Look, Terrence Steele has been really good, but Lyle Collins goes back in at right tackle, and you can maybe move Steele as a swing guy or just have more depth there.
Yeah. No, I think they, right now, they're graded as the best O-line in the NFL based on Pro Football Focus grades, and that's without Lyle Collins.
That's with Terrence Steele.
That's with Terrence Steele.
Do you mess that up?
Yeah. I'm with you. I think I put Lyle Collins back in there. I work in Steele. I find ways, whether it be because the game's in hand, or whether it be the game is in hand, or whether it be maybe because, situationally he may be better. I need to just give Lyle Collins a rest. You cannot allow his development now to be stunted after what you've seen. Because he's actually proven, man, he can give you some valuable reps.
He really can.
Truly valuable.
He's gotten much better, and that's where I'll give him a lot of credit and give the Dallas coaches a lot of credit. And then finally, we got an Austin kid, Baker Mayfield. We talked about this, the left shoulder, that when he said that it popped out of place without contact, and that was after it popped out of place with contact, I looked at you and I said, this is going to be surgery. The question is, can they do it at the end of the year? He's not going to play tonight. But they do think that he's going to be able to hopefully play the rest of the year, but he's going to have surgery on his labrum.
Yeah. I wonder if they just want to do it. I know they don't want to kind of throw the season away and just go with a backup. That's your franchise quarterback. And my fear is that he's going to try to play through it. Is that what they're saying?
Oh, no. He said that in the postgame. He said, I'm going to play through it.
Man, I don't like that.
Say what you want about Baker.
He's tough as hell. No, I'm not questioning his toughness. I'm questioning whether it's worth it.
Totally
you can
fair.
Further do more damage to it. And I don't know. Maybe they've told him there's no way he can hurt it more or do more damage to it. And they're going to let him play because they'd shut him down.
And it's not his throwing shoulder.
But still, the concern would be if it's slipping out now. And right, the report was that it came out non-contact.
Yeah,
I've had shoulder injuries. If it's coming out non-contact, that means you can sleep on it wrong. And wake up and that thing be a dead arm.
Ugh.
And you don't want that. So I would shut him down.
Did you ever do the Mel Gibson lethal weapon?
Pop it back
in place with a wall?
Yeah, no, not with a wall, but it would slide out of place and slide back in place. Oh, ooh. Still, I can feel it. I can feel it. I remember that pain of it sliding back out.
I bet.
It'd wake me up in the middle of the night, and it'd feel like I got shot in the shoulder.
Ugh. It's like some of these guys who pop their fingers back into place.
Oh, my man Sims did that in the Nebraska game.
Yeah, he did.
Broke his finger, came to the sideline, popped it back in place. Ooh, it's ugly.
Sims is a lot tougher than people think.
Sims was a tough mofo.
Think about the spleen shot he got in Tampa Bay. Yeah,
he almost died on the field. And and the reason he almost died is because he was ignoring the pain.
Right.
And they figured out, like, dude, you're internally bleeding. You need to go.
Not just go. You need to go to the ER.
Yes, I'm saying, like, you're internally bleeding.
Now.
He's like, I just had some just intestinal pains. Like, no, you're bleeding.
Intestinal pain. All right, there's some NFL for you. We're back to college football coming up next. No Texas game this week, but we are going to give you a Big 12 line, and we're going to have John Price, one of our experts, give us his take on that, maybe what you should do if you're looking to lay a little money down this weekend. This is RBKD on the Horn. One and Done's up next.
I like that 5-star recruit in Kentucky. He's been here, and he's going to stay here. It's One and Done time. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Let's go One and Done, and it's football season. It's Thursday. It is One and Done. You know what that means. We talked to one of our gurus. Our guru, the guy who really knows what he's talking about. That's John Price from SportsInformationTraders.com. Get to SportsInformationTraders.com, or you can call him 866-441-2711. That's 866-441-2711. John is featured in Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and he's also on national TV and radio. So we're happy to have him here. He's been really, really good for us this year. He's been picking Texas games, even though that really hasn't been the play on the website, sportsinformationtraders.com. He's just had fun with it and done really well with Texas, but this week they got something pretty big. John, we welcome you to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wish the fourth quarter Texas Longhorns would pick it up a notch. I could be across the board undefeated in radio games if they would be able to hold a lead with productivity. They're still a really good team, but the offense just vanished last week in that fourth quarter. But, you know, they have a chance to take a week off and hit the refresh button, get ready for a big stretch run. And as they are on break, we are approaching the biggest college football play of the season by far. You know, we've been on the radio for years in North America, and once in a great while we come across a game where I believe the line is off. Now, this does not happen often. On Sundays when you're watching NFL, we're already looking at the college lines for the next week. And we don't generally see many discrepancies between what we're looking at and what Vegas puts out there. But right now my eyes are looking at a computer screen of a game that I'm telling you the line is off. And this does not happen every week, every month. You have not heard me say this. The last time it occurred was a little over a year ago when we identified Wake Forest, who at the time was a 3-point underdog during the week. We had our clients bet Wake +3 and also Wake on the money line. By Saturday's kickoff, they were a 3-point favorite, and they went on to beat Virginia 40-23. You can see it right there on our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. When this happens, almost like a blue moon, I call this the Vegas mistake. We're going to capitalize on it together, and you can capitalize on it too. Go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. Again, it's sportsinformationtraders.com. You'll see a click here to purchase button. Click on it. You can buy it for $199. You must be a new client. You must have a place to wager. We don't place the bets. We will get you on the game with the line, and you will place two bets. One on our team with the points and one with our team on the money line. It's two bets in one. It's going to be the biggest college football play of the year for us, and it is here. Buy it right now at sportsinformationtraders.com.
Yeah, John, I know you were really fired up about this. And, yeah, you don't – it's not like you're always crying wolf with this. I mean, since we've had you this year, you've been dead on most of these, but you've not said, hey, this line is completely off. And the money line, obviously, you could make really do well with that. In terms of lines being off like this – it doesn't happen a lot. Those buildings are built for a reason in Vegas. What's your theory behind that? How did they miss this one?
Well, listen, I think there's a lot that goes into it. And I think that, you know, sometime I almost feel it's sort of strange like this. I almost feel like the Vegas odds makers like to throw a knuckleball out there once in a while. because there are certain things that you come to expect. This is not our first year as a company. We've been doing this a very, very long time. And so when we sit down and look at lines, we know, okay, there could be a point here, a couple points here. One team should be minus six and they're minus eight or what have you. But when I see a team that's this far off that I expect to win outright, and I know that that money line is going to, right then and there, is going to make people more than two times their wager, I know that this is the opportunity to jump on it. You have never heard me say the words Vegas mistake. You will not hear me say those words again very likely, because it just does not happen very often. And again, last year was really, really fun because we went on the radio, we talked about the Vegas mistake, all these people called in and got on Wake Forest plus three, and sure enough, by the time that football was in the air for kickoff, they went from being a three-point underdog to a favorite and won the game outright. We're going to win big on Saturday, and we're already, I'm already been asked about it. Forbes magazine has inquired about it. This will be talked about and written about, and I want everybody in Austin to be on it. It's $199. You must have a place to wager. You can get it right now at our website, sportsinformationtraders.com, or, of course, you can call us at 866-441-2711. Get on the Vegas mistake. If it's the only college play of the year that you do, this is the one to do it.
That's crazy. You're saying that the only game you play in college all year, this is the way to do it. I know you're you guys have done such a great job there and have been on stuff, and if it's that alarming and alerting to y'all, that's something that our fans would definitely want to jump on. Once again, John Price, sportsinformationtraders.com, 866-441-2711. They also do a great job with the NFL. They'll give you plays. They'll kind of walk you through it. And as John said, you do need a place to wager. All right, you've been on it. I mean, you're right. The Texas offense, and trust me, you can imagine how much we've talked about that, has not helped out the Texas defense. They've not really played complementary football, and you've got a bad offense in the fourth quarter and a worn-out team. So we'll get back to Texas next week as they take on Baylor. But with no Texas game, we wanted to get into Kansas State at Texas Tech. That can be a pick 'em depending on where you're looking at. I think we had it down as Texas Tech as a one-point favorite. Is this, would this be the type of game that you would wager on, or are you just kind of having fun with us here on the radio?
Well, I'll tell you, this is, it's not a game I would wager on. I know it's a game that Texas fans will watch, and this line flipped since it opened. It opened up at Kansas State minus 1.5, and right now it's Texas Tech minus 1, which means the public is heavily sold on Texas Tech. And, you know, they're coming off a dominating win over Kansas. Transfer quarterback Henry Cullumby is now leading an offense that's putting up 35 points per game this week. They'll open up the playbook again against a good but very vulnerable Wildcats defense. They always have great athletes at Kansas State, but this year the defense is definitely breakable. Kansas State is coming off their third straight loss, this time to Iowa State. They got behind early, and you could see it in the way they tried to battle back. They just are not built to battle back from large deficits. They have a great quarterback, though, in Skylar Thompson. He's athletic. He can run it. He can throw it. And I think he'll have an opportunity to make a lot of plays against a Tech defense that's giving up now over 31 points per game. So you hear me talking about a lot of points. They average 35. They give up 31. I don't think this is a game that I will wager on, but the total right now is coming in at 60 points. And I think both of these offenses are going to have a great day. So I'm looking at the total, and I'm going over the hump, over 60 points in the Texas Tech-Kansas State game. And maybe you'll watch it. Maybe you'll put a little something on it. My eyeballs will not be on that game. My eyeballs actually will probably start looking at Sunday's NFL action, because the game that we will be on Saturday is going to win, and it's going to win our clients a lot of money because we will be on the underdog points and the money line. Why? It's what I call a Vegas mistake. I'm looking right now at my computer screen. I'm looking at our game, and it is a game that we are going to put two bets on with the points on the money line, and this play only, is available to all Austin listeners right now who are new clients and who have a place to wager. Go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. You'll see the Vegas mistake. You can buy it right now for $199. When you do that, one of my analysts will reach out to you, find out how much you play on games. They'll give you the game, the line. They'll tell you how much to put on the points play and how much to put on the money line play. And like I said, I'm not telling people they don't have to bet other games or they don't have to join us for the rest of the season. But what I'm saying is that if you've been hearing me for 6 weeks now, and you're going to continue to hear me on this station, if I were to tell you that there's one college football play that you need to bet on, even if you don't bet on another one after and you haven't before, this Saturday is the game. Make it your season. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com. Buy the Vegas Mistake, $199. We are going to win together. We're going to talk about that game right here next week after it's done.
I'm excited. I'm excited for people to jump in on that and hopefully make some money. Before we let you go, John, I've had some success betting against Clemson this year, and actually I think they've been under in almost every game because they've got a good defense and their offense is not very good. Does Vegas maybe at times not catch up with whatever the past has been? So Clemson has been a dominant program for 10 years. I was surprised that they were still getting those lines even a couple weeks ago.
Clemson is built to be very successful, and the way they recruit, they recruit a lot of weapons on offense. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence's heir apparent was supposed to be a guy that was going to be on the Heisman shortlist, and he really is capable of having an outstanding performance each and every week. I think that, you know, a lot of what these odds makers look at when they're developing lines is the style of play of these teams. Now, this week, I'm not looking at the game itself, but this week, I believe Clemson is playing against Pittsburgh, right?
Yep, that's it, yep.
And Pittsburgh is a team that is packing up the points. They just rolled up Virginia Tech last week. So I think, you know, when you talk about totals, you've got to take into consideration not necessarily just the one team that you think is going to bring the total. You need to look at both teams collectively. And you need to understand how will each team attack each other. Last week, Pitt went right at Virginia Tech and didn't care, you know, what they wanted to do. Perhaps this week, they get neutralized a little bit. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But when you're assessing a total, and this goes for any total that's put out there in college or NFL, what a team does against a team 2 weeks ago is going to have no bearing on necessarily how they match up against the team that they're playing this week. And there are teams in the NFL that win a certain way. We see the Buccaneers, they win a certain way. We see the Green Bay Packers, they win a certain way. Arizona wins a certain way. But then you have college teams that are versatile, and they know when they're playing against a faster team that maybe the key for them is to play it a little closer, a little slower, extend drives, hang on to the ball a little bit longer, run a little bit more than throw. And when you have a team that tends to light it up, that you know is going to alter their playbook and run it more, a moving clock is going to yield less points, which is going to bring great value to an under. So it is a science. It's a lot of fun. It's not guessing. When we go into it each and every week, we go in fully aware of how these teams are going to battle each other and what it's going to mean in terms of points and what it's going to mean. And a lot of the teams that we take, we have teams at -3, -4 who we have projected to win by 9 or 10 points. So I'm not even waiting around to see at the end of games whether it's going to come through or not. I expect them to come through. In this particular week, it is rare because I'm looking at a team that we're on that has a plus points next to them. And that happens. Believe me, we play a lot of underdogs. But in this case, to have an underdog of this many points in a situation where we believe they're going to win the game outright, it's going to yield the biggest return that people can even imagine in terms of their bankrolls. And it's going to open a door for them. And if they don't play another game with us this year, let the taste of this Saturday be what reminds you of why we are where we are. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com. Purchase the Vegas Mistake. Let's all win together. We're locking it in right now, and we'll talk about it next week.
Jump in on that money line. Let's get Christmas started early. John Price, sportsinformationtraders.com, 866-441-2711. This happens once a year, and they've got a lock. You're going to make some money on it. So get in touch with them. John, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Talk about Texas.
You got it. Thank you.
John Price. That got me intrigued. Do you know what game he's talking about? Is that Oklahoma State, Iowa State?
No. Maybe it is, actually. I don't know, though. He's got me intrigued. I really did. I want to know what game he's talking about, what Vegas got it wrong. And he's being flagrant about it, too. He's like throwing it in their face.
Oh, he is.
He's like, they got it wrong.
They got it wrong.
Hey, yeah, don't worry.
Money line, baby. Money line.
And Vegas don't like to be wrong.
No, well, they're not wrong publicly, a lot.
They're not. Like you said, that's why they build those.
But they are occasionally. Seasons. And I've caught them on some. And that's kind of the way I felt with Iowa.
Early on, you caught
Iowa State. And Michigan State, Miami, I definitely felt that
way. I think
way.
The best way to catch them is early.
It is. Because they're figuring stuff out.
They're figuring stuff out. It's going to be hard to catch Vegas to be really, really wrong end of the year. So maybe this might be the last. And he said that. It's kind of like the last time you can catch Vegas wrong probably this year. At least in the college
game.
Because you got half. I mean, you're halfway through the season now.
Yeah,
the NFL is like a third way through. So you can still be a little off there.
Yeah, but once you get to this point, usually they got a pretty good feel. That's when you see those lines start to look definitely on point. We appreciate John. Get in touch with them if you want to make that play. Off the Record coming up next, Chris Beard. We love this guy. We love him because he's the type of guy you could just sit down and have a cold one with, right? Have a beer. You better do that soon.
DD Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
Once it's turned on, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
Well, I don't get a brain bag comb.
Well, congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It's time for another edition of Off the Record.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
Welcome back to RBKD. Time for another edition of Off the Record. And this is a really cool story. We know that Texas basketball, as a matter of fact, Big 12 Media Days, actually, the basketball version of Big 12 Media Days, is just happened or just ended.
I saw it on ESPNU. It may have been a rerun.
It was earlier this week. It was happening. I believe it's probably done by now.
Yeah.
But Chris Beard and members of his team have been up there talking to the media all week long. So all these little really cool nuggets have been trickling out via social media from Big 12 Media Days. And this one was really cool. It comes from John Rothstein. And it's about our own Chris Beard. Says here, the tweet says, Chris Beard tells me that he's giving up beer for the entire 21-22 season.
Whoa.
Each member of Texas' program was asked to give up one thing of significance as part of, quote, team sacrifice.
Okay, I like that.
I love that.
I do, yeah, I bet.
I love that idea. I really do. I mean, I'm sure it's happened before, but I do. I love that idea. And let everybody figure out, hey, what are you going to give up? And if you can't, if you can't keep your promise.
I can stand to that.
I don't know. I mean, don't say you're going to give up.
Master my own domain.
Yeah, don't say you're going to give up something that you can't. That's what I've, Chris Beard, like, don't say you're going to give up sex and then you can't.
You're Kramer.
You can't abstain.
I'm out.
Exactly. And in the third game of the season, you're like, coach, sorry, I got to pick something different. I'll pick chocolate because I screwed up the other. Like, no. Be realistic about yourself and your level of commitment. And sacrifice something for the team.
And you
got that idea.
And you got to pick something too. So I can't say, you know what, I'm giving up cucumbers.
Yeah, pick something.
Kevin, I thought you hate cucumbers. I do.
Yeah,
but
you
I'm giving
pick,
them up.
That's a great point. You got to pick something you are passionate about.
You're right, because you got to find that.
You got to find that medium.
You got to find that medium.
You got to find that happy medium.
Because it can't be master of your own domain, and you go home and
in 24 hours,
it's like, all right, like, I'm done.
You saw a Kim Kardashian poster and you lost it.
How'd that happen? But then it's got to be something that you don't. That you actually like.
Yeah, that would be tough. Okay, what would you, if you were a member of Chris Beard's basketball team, what do you give up?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
It would have to be food related.
Okay.
Because there's still other food that I can get, that I can enjoy.
He's giving up beer, but he probably can still have wine.
We can have
and spirits.
Liquor.
And liquor.
Right.
So that's the key. Give up something where you're something you can compensate for.
Right.
Yeah, so you can give up.
2 months in, Chris Beard's going to say, look, he's going to pull a John Makovic. I haven't been coaching correctly because I've become a wino. I'm drinking two bottles a night.
Right? I need my Brewski,
doctor
guys.
Said two bottles, right? No, I'm not sure about that.
I used to break down film with a six-pack, and now with a six-pack of wine bottles, it ain't the same.
I'm crying a lot.
That is true. That's a good point.
What would you pick?
Oh, man, that is very good. I'm going to... Yeah, it's probably got to be food related.
Like, go fried food?
Yeah, you can give up something like that. I'd probably give up like a genre of food that I love. Like, hell, I can give up Tex-Mex, and I love Tex-Mex. Exactly. That's hardcore. You say that,
especially
in
Austin.
And every man in that locker room would go, "You giving up Tex-Mex? That's like sex. Then you might as well put that right up there with sex. You giving up queso?
Yeah.
You giving up tacos?
No offense, John, but if we were in Pullman, I can say
you give up.
I'll give up Tex-Mex.
100%. Yeah.
Because there's only one spot here, and it's
great
awful.
Point. You know what? Yes, a great point. Maybe I couldn't give up Tex-Mex. I'm thinking about it. That's hardcore. No. That's tough. It's such an expansive genre.
Yeah, in Austin, give up French food.
Dude, I'm cheating myself. I want to give up something that matters.
I know. You got to find something that actually matters.
Maybe burgers. That's it.
Okay.
I'm giving up burgers.
That's a good one.
No burgers.
That's a good one.
That's tough.
That is tough.
Who doesn't like a damn good burger?
Well, especially if it's so quick.
Yep. No burgers. I can do that. No burgers.
I like that.
How about no burgers? You know what? And I'll add to that. No burgers, coach. No fries. Tater tots,
that's
yes.
That's what I would do.
No burgers and no fries.
I'm doing no fried food, but I do want tater tots.
I love you put a caveat.
Give me one. Give me one.
I would do that. John, what are you giving up?
I love tater tots.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think outside of the food realm. I'm thinking like maybe like this would hit hard for you too. Like no like trash TV. Like no reality TV show.
That's good. No trash TV is good. No reality TV is good.
Are you putting Million Dollar Listing in there, which is on tonight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's reality.
No F-Boy Island. No My 600-Pound Wife or whatever.
F-Boy Island.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
90-Day Fiancé.
90-Day Fiancé. That's my jam right there, man.
This sounds like it'd be tougher for y'all.
Orders.
It'd be tough for me.
Orders, huh?
Yeah, that's trash TV.
That is definitely trash TV. Come on. Yeah, that's a good one, John. I like that. That's quite right there. Because you can still watch TV, just can't watch the trash.
Exactly.
Gotta find something else. Something
waste a little less time. Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Okay. So he's not going to have beer.
Yeah, I love that idea, though. If I was a coach, I would steal that idea.
He looks like a great guy who'd be so much fun to go get a beer with.
That is true. I guess you got good wine with him now. He'd be a different guy.
He would be.
There's a different buzz with wine and beer.
He's getting all emotional.
Exactly.
Get a nice bourbon with him.
So I've been
rocks, get classy.
I've been reading a lot of Grishams lately. What happened to you, man? What happened to you?
Oh,
have you watched Sex in the City recently?
Here's a Miller Lite. I'm not going to tell anyone. Okay? I'm not pulling out my phone.
And that's the thing, too.
I'm not going to Urban Meyer you.
Now Logan fans are going to make sure he's held accountable.
He will.
He can't just go out and have a beer. Now Logan's like, whoa, go.
And he's the guy who's all over town.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we love about him.
Now I guess he's got to just drink.
He's at Dirty's.
Yeah.
He's doing chicken-ass bingo.
But he's not drinking beer when he's doing it.
No.
I like it. I like him even more. Every time I hear a story about Chris Beard, I like him more than I did
before. A fan. I'm
sure. And I've always been a fan.
They're going to have a 49-point performance where the offense stalls out. I'm going to come in and say, what the hell? But I like the guy.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's my only question.
No,
what does the offense look like?
Oh, I'm not even concerned about it anymore.
And if the offense stalls, get back on your beer.
Okay. But
throw that out.
That's true. Pick something else.
Or substitute.
Pick something else. Yeah, pick chocolate or something.
Chocolate.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. I got you.
I could probably do chocolate.
I couldn't. Oh, I love chocolate. I couldn't do chocolate. I couldn't do chocolate.
Got back yesterday. You know what I hit up? I had to run some errands.
What'd you do?
Stop by Amy's Ice Cream.
Ooh. Oh,
nice. And I got a pint to go.
Nice.
Mexican vanilla, Nutter butter.
That's the move. I was going to mention Mexican vanilla.
Was Mexican vanilla different than regular vanilla?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't
it
even
is.
Have this
it
conversation with you, Rod. There's like a world of vanilla ice cream you completely exclude yourself from. Yeah. It does taste way better.
Don't give me an Eva Mendez Latina joke. It tastes better.
That's what I'm saying. Mexican vanilla?
Yes. It's unbelievable.
It's very good.
I would say it's better than regular vanilla, 100%. Even more so than Mexican Coke is better than normal Coke.
Mexican vanilla.
Have you ever had Mexican Coke?
Man.
In the glass bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
That actually would be a great float. Mexican vanilla with Mexican Coke on top.
There you go.
Mexican vanilla. It's not like the when they put the census and they have the Latin, the white Latinos. Yeah, on the census, it's like the Caucasian verse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's it.
All right, so Chris Beard, we love what you're doing, man, and he's gonna be giving up some beer. I would like to find out what else guys gave up, right?
Nobody gave up sex.
No, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Please. Well, don't.
What if you want your level of commitment?
Don't affect your play.
Well, if it makes you a better player, like Tim Tebow.
No way.
All that pent up male energy made you awesome. Like, what if that happens? What if one of the players is like.
And now he's banging it out and can't even catch a ball tight end.
Exactly. Thank you.
I can't even make a block.
We played Jim Moore yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, it was the anniversary of his diddly poo rant.
Oh, no.
So we played Jim Moore. It was great. It was good.
Oh.
We might replay it for the hell of it.
All right. Yeah, we may need to do that. We're 2 hours in. We got 2 hours to go. We'll get back to Texas football. Bye week coming, but they're getting ready for Baylor. And you got two coaches that, speaking of, I mentioned Pullman, could they be headed to Pullman?